Welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. And what we do each week on the midweek refill portion of the podcast is we talk through a chunk of this week's Bible reading from our year-long Bible reading plan. You can get that plan on our website at firstfamily.church and then go to resources and then Bible reading plan. So each week I bring a guest on and we talk through a passage from this week's reading. So we're on week 20 of our reading plan, and this week I have Pastor Todd with us, and he's going to share some truth from God's Word.
Well, thanks, Tanner. Glad to be on with you this week.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking. Well, just last night, Julie and I read Acts 23. I was amazed. There's some words in there that, you know, we probably never even think about, and they introduce us to characters that we never hear about. And yet God uses them. And I was just, again, drawn to the providential sovereignty of God. I'll put those words together, because providence means it's God's ordinary, casual way. And yet you can see God's sovereign hand in controlling it. But like in verse 16, you know, Paul's in the middle of these trials, right? They begin in Jerusalem. They eventually move to Caesarea. But there's multiple chapters in Acts that are the same thing over and over. It's Paul's trials. But in one of these, he's about to be in the middle of high danger, high risk, and he's rescued by his sister's son. We don't even know the kid's name.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if he was a kid or if he was a teenager. We don't know. But he overhears something, tells Paul. Paul then gets the guard or the commander and says, this kid has something to share with, I think, the commander. And he takes him in. So this whole chain of communication occurs with people we don't even ever hear about but once, and there's no names.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's God's way of saving Paul's life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love the way Scripture's written to accent God's control of everything in such ways that we never hear the name, but we can see God's hand clearly working.
Mm.
So it's just a good chapter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Points to God's providential sovereignty.
Yeah. Reminds me of a sermon I heard recently from Tim Keller, where he shares some details from the Gospels. And this, like a small story like this, reminds me of when he shares this truth of why is this sort of thing included in a story like this? Like, it's a small detail. Like, why do we care that it's, you know, Paul's, his nephew came and had this stuff? And they give like these little details. Why include these details? Because it's true. Mm-hmm. This is what happened. This is the story. Like, so his point is, like, this is not a fable someone made up, because you wouldn't include some of these little stories that don't make sense, or maybe not make sense, but like don't have a lot of bearing on the larger story. You're like, why did you include this? Because this is what happened. This is just a retelling. It's not something that the writers of Scripture has made up.
Yeah, I think you're right that he often would say Scripture is too honest to be false.
Right.
Like, they just tell you things that don't matter sometimes, but it's just what happened. And most stories, you know, you don't make a big deal about the guy that in the end doesn't save the day, so to speak, physically.
Right.
And so, yeah, he was a master at just telling the story.
Yep.
And helping to see why it is so true. So that's another example. It's just a great pointer to God's hand and everything. Yeah. I like to say it like this. I'd love to hear your comments on it. It can be a little intense, but, you know, the ordination of all things by God.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some words within that, such as, does he allow?
Mm-hmm.
Does he cause?
Right.
Does he ordain? And we can maybe have words under this big word ordination, but it would be foolish to think that anything can get outside of God's ordination.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What does the Bible say in Colossians? That by him, everything consists,
right,
holds together.
Mm-hmm.
Even Paul's trials.
Right.
In Acts 23.
Yeah. You've read about Acts 23. Dozens of times, maybe 100 or 200 times. Like, I'm sure as a pastor, you've read this passage a lot of times. This is something, maybe it wasn't the first time you ever thought it, but like you went, oh, like I noticed something like new, quote unquote, in a sense. Like, that's the Holy Spirit just continuing to reveal himself through Scripture and his,
amen,
and his character and how he operates and what he does and who he is. And those are moments when you, like, those are comforting moments for me. Like, God's still working on me. He's still, like, his Holy Spirit is working in me, revealing these things to me from his word, even in a passage sometimes you've read 100 times and you're like, oh, that's a new thing that I haven't thought about before. You notice a word that you never like centered on before and you're like, oh, wow, that colors that for me a lot. I think it's just fun to see the Holy Spirit continue to work in our hearts like that.
And thanks for using the word comfort, because that's exactly what happens when we see these truths. Our hearts are encouraged, they're consoled, they're comforted. And that's a good word to use. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, of course. Well, church, I hope that was an encouragement to you as you continue to read through the Bible reading plan with us this year. And we'll see you next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.